With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A man arrested by the FBI in its investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington before the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol has been charged now with explosives offenses. Attorney General Pam Bondi identifying the man as Brian Cole Jr., FBI Director Kash Patel.
On a case of massive public importance, as it should be, an individual who is now alleged to have placed multiple explosive devices to blow up multiple people and multiple officials, innocent civilians, is now arrested thanks to the brave men and women of the FBI and the interagency.
And he made those comments today at an afternoon press conference. President Trump hosted the Congolese and Rwandan presidents for a deal signing aimed at securing peace in eastern Congo.
It is an amazing day. Great day for Africa, great day for the world, and for these two countries. And they have so much to be proud of. And I want to thank the leaders. I want to thank you very much.
The peace signing will also open up access to eastern Congo's critical minerals to the U.S. government and American companies. Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow and a prominent Trump supporter, has filed paperwork to run for governor of Minnesota in 2026. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years last week. Meanwhile, another decline in mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates head lower. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. This is the second straight drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the last week of October and near its low point for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
And this is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of black Americans' religious faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions they used to trust. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Conservative influencer Alex Clark told Religion News Service, "Nothing is politically more powerful than an angry mother." This is SRN News. An Air Force fighter jet crashed in the Southern California desert yesterday.
Military officials say a fighter jet with the Air Force's Thunderbirds demonstration squadron has crashed in the Southern California desert. The pilot managed to eject safely and is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The F-16C Fighting Falcon went down during a training mission Wednesday morning over controlled airspace.
That's Mike Hempen reporting. An Albany County, New York jury has convicted a man who wore a clown mask and carried a chainsaw during a daytime walk through a neighborhood. A jury convicted 35-year-old Craig Walcott of first-degree menacing and third-degree criminal possession of a weapon after a two-day trial. He now faces between 2.5 and 7 years in prison when he's sentenced for his crime in February of next year. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.